It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the growth rate of new COVID-19 cases in Colorado and the hospitalization rate for those with the disease is continuing to decline. CPR health reporter John Daly says that's promising news.
That's significant because these are encouraging signs. It shows that the social distancing has been making a difference. It's making a difference in these rates that the state is following every day to help guide what they're doing.
CPR's John Daly. Still, the governor urges people to continue safety measures like wearing masks. Colorado small business owners are trying to figure out the rules for reopening as regulations lift. Layla Kari owns the Denver Cat Company. The business lets patrons spend time with cats that are up for adoption.
I have to say, even though I'm a pretty well-informed person and I've been trying to follow along as closely as possible, like I follow all the authorities on Twitter and stuff, it's been hard to kind of, you know, figure out what exactly the guidelines are.
The Cat Cafe has been shuttered since mid-March. Kari plans to open May 9th, but only for curbside pickup of pet supplies. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that a candidate who did not turn in enough valid signatures cannot be added to the Democratic Senate primary ballot. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The ruling reverses a decision made last month by the Denver District Court. The lower court said Senate candidate Michelle Ferrigno Warren made a good faith effort to gather signatures to get her name on the ballot, even though she only turned in about half the required signatures. She argued that COVID-19 made it impossible to gather more. The Colorado Supreme Court, however, says the threshold is firm and that it's up to state lawmakers, not the courts, to loosen the requirement. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools says its summer programs won't happen in person this year. The district announced Monday that all summer camps are canceled or moving online. Officials say DPS space is closed to community use for June and July. The district says the decision was made to protect the health and safety of students, families, and staff. A ban on camping in state parks and wildlife areas is still in place. The ban was supposed to lift Monday, but for now the state says the order will remain until further notice. Parks officials say they're working with public health officials and with the governor's office on a timeline to reopen some areas to camping. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.